This week in West Virginia history, on May 13, 1941, Fairmont State College President Joseph Rozier was seated in the U.S. Senate, ending one of the state's most bizarre political tussles. He was succeeding Democratic power broker Matthew Neely, who'd stepped down as senator to become West Virginia's 21st governor. In the event of a vacancy in Congress, the state constitution gives the governor the right to appoint a replacement. However, Neely was in an ongoing feud with the outgoing governor, fellow Democrat Homer Holt. So Neely tried a bit of trickery. He essentially resigned from the Senate and was inaugurated as governor simultaneously. Then, Neely appointed Rozier to succeed him in the Senate. The problem was, Holt had already appointed someone else. After a prolonged debate, Congress seated Neely's man instead of Holt's. But Rozier was merely keeping the seat warm for Neely, who decided to run for the Senate again in 1942, less than 2 years into his gubernatorial term. Voters, though, had grown tired of Neely's indecision and elected Republican Chapman Revercombe instead. Neely remained governor until 1945, when voters sent him back to Congress to serve in the House of Representatives. For more information on Matthew Neely, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.